Tunisia is seeking an international arrest warrant for ousted President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, accusing him of taking money out of the North African nation illegally and with illegally acquiring real estate and other assets abroad, Charles Collins reports.
The long-term leader is accused of illegally acquiring property and assets and transferring funds abroad. The international community, meanwhile, is calling for calm and pressing for democratic moves to ensure stability. The U.S. State Department's top-ranking official on the Middle East, Jeffrey Feltman, said free and fair elections must take place as quickly as possible.
There are a heck of a lot of challenges that Tunisia faces right now. And, of course, expectations are very high. Look at what you've achieved already. This would have been almost unimaginable just a few weeks ago. So I know that the expectations in terms of economic progress, in terms of investment, in terms of job creation, in terms of getting to those free and fair elections, the expectations are very high.
The interim prime minister has said he will quit in the shortest possible time frame and promised to hold elections within 6 months. Meanwhile, anti-government demonstrations continue across the country as Tunisians protest that the interim government is too similar to Ben Ali's regime. I'm Charles Collins.